When a narcissist successfully ensnares you into their trap, they slowly and subtly install buttons after studying you. These buttons serve only one purpose, and that is to elicit a desired behavior that serves the narcissist's agenda. What kind of behavior am I talking about? I'm talking about feeling guilty or feeling obligated or being afraid of something terrible happening, such as the narcissist leaving you or discarding you. This is how they control you, and this is how you lose access to your executive functioning and fall prey to their emotional manipulation. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we are going to talk about a few magic phrases used by a narcissist to control you at a very deep level. These phrases, when used by the narcissist, put you in a trance and you start behaving out of character. You start giving up on all the decisions you had made prior, and you only serve the narcissist's false self without even wanting to do so. How does it happen? Let's explore. And before we do, please make sure to subscribe, because your subscription helps spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. The first magic phrase is, why don't we end this? Why don't you get rid of me? Why don't we remove this bad person from the equation? Why don't we just break this relationship and end all of this? Why are we still here? If I am that bad, why don't you leave me? All of this is used by a narcissist very strategically to make you feel sad, bad, lonely, and abandoned. They use this when they know the relationship is on the cusp of falling apart and you have figured them out. They know the relationship is beyond repair. They know you see through them. They know their lying, gaslighting, and manipulation is no longer going to work on you. But what they also know is there is this another part of yours that hopes for them to change, that hopes for the narcissist to realize the potential of the relationship, that hopes the narcissist to come to life and see what they are losing. There's this part of yours that is sad, that doesn't want to let go, that wants the narcissist to heal. In fact, that wants to heal the narcissist. And instead of feeling remorse and truly understanding that they need to wake up for the sake of that part that still loves them, they weaponize it. And they use the exact words to trigger fear, obligation, or guilt. To escape taking responsibility and dodge accountability, they elicit the fear of possible abandonment. They make it seem like they're about to leave you, or they may leave and never look back if you keep asking them questions. Do you know what is the biggest enemy of a narcissist? It is the truth of who they are and what they have done. Let's say the narcissist has cheated on you and did not accept their affair, and you kept pointing it out to them again and again, and ultimately they did accept it, but they don't want to talk about it anymore. They don't repent, they don't ask for forgiveness, they do nothing to mend the relationship, but they want you to just forget and move on. But that doesn't work in the real world. They just want you to just let go of that pain. In fact, they want you to pretend nothing happened. The truth behind all this drama is they want you to give them unconditional acceptance. But that is not a possibility. That is not how things work. They do not want you to be angry at all with them. They do not want you to feel anything negative towards them. Why? Because they feel entitled and grandiose in expecting a doormat kind of a situation here. They want to walk all over you and they don't want you to have any problems with it. Now that you are having problems, so time has come to threaten you with abandonment, and that's why all these things are said by the narcissist, which worsens the situation if you are trauma bonded with them and if you have cognitive dissonance. Every time they say these things, it works like a charm, because you forget everything else, and out of your fear or guilt or a sense of obligation, you just jump in to save the relationship. You are willing to give them one more chance. You cry, you beg, and tables are turned on you. Reality is shifted, and you find yourself doing things, saying things that nobody would have expected you to say or do in a situation like this, in a condition like this. That's why it's crazy making to be with a narcissist. That's why I say a narcissist leaves you like a shell of yours. The second magical phrase they most commonly use is, I am going to unalloy myself. When you hold the mirror in their face, when they can't escape you in any way, when they can't lie, when they can't turn tables on you, when they can't twist reality, they use this card as a final attempt to make you chase them, to make you drop all the weapons and rush in to just rescue them. They want you to feel bad and sad for them. They know you have empathy underneath all that anger. They know you genuinely care for them, and that is what they extract and forcefully bring to surface by threatening you with this worst thing that they never intend to do. A narcissist would rather abuse people into hurting themselves, into unaligning themselves, than do anything of that sort to their own self. They are extremely selfish. Whenever they use this magic phrase, it's only used to threaten you. It's only used to elicit your sympathy, because any loving person would want their parent, their partner, to stay alive. You would not want anything bad to happen to them. So when this threat is used, of course you are going to rescue in. Of course you are going to drop all those weapons. Of course you are going to stop questioning. Of course you are going to become silent. Of course you are going to give them a lot of space. Of course they are going to coerce you into submission. But think about this for a moment. How cruel is it to first abuse someone to the point of their collapse, and then on top of that, abuse their empathy further only for their selfish needs and desires to escape accountability and responsibility? They could have simply chosen, accept that, yes, I'm a horrible person, had they wished to, but no, of course not. Their only wish is to drive you to a point of complete breakdown. And this is one of the final things they do to push you to that point. For these reasons, you should not be afraid, worried, or anxious whenever a narcissist threatens with harming themselves, because the chances are they are not going to do it. And I can assure you that. Narcissists don't do anything of that sort to themselves. They make other people do these things out of extreme abuse and intolerable pain. Also, the narcissist does have the adult agency to decide what is good and bad for them. And if they make such a choice, then it's on them, not on you. If you truly think something like that could happen, then the best thing you could do is inform the authorities, maybe involve the police, and that's it. Get out of the situation. Take yourself out of this equation, because you do not belong in there. What are some of the magic phrases that the narcissist who hurt you used in the relationship to keep you under their thumb? What did they threaten you with, and what worked on you? How did you cope with all those threats? Drop the answers in the comments below. Who knows, you may end up helping so many people who are in need. In conclusion, the narcissistic predator studies you inside out, finds out what could hurt you the most, and then retains that information. When time comes, they, without a second thought, use that information to push your buttons, the most painful ones, to make you drop weapons, to let them escape accountability and dodge responsibility, only to abuse you further. And they do not intend to do any of the bad things they say they'll do to themselves. To free yourself of this spell, from this spell, you should become objective and understand the game the narcissist is playing with you. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for being a part of this community. I'll talk with you in the next one. As always, let the healing begin and continue.